What is, by the way, a merman?
A merman is the male version of a mermaid.
Ah.
And the idea of there was one of these things was seen over here in East Anglia. I'm just trying to find out exactly where he was now. He turned up down off the coast, and he was captured by fishermen. Well, here he is. He's the merman of Orford in Suffolk. And we have a place called Orford Ness, which just means that there's water around it, like our Scots friends talk about Loch Ness. And so in the Orford Ness, in the 12th century, which was right about the same time as the Green Children appeared, the merman was found swimming there. He was captured by the fishermen, and this was the description. Again, we go back to Ralph of Coggeshall, who I think was a 12th century version, or a later version, medieval version of us. He was, he was a guy who was totally open-minded to the the unknown and the mysterious,
sure,
and the anomalous. And so when people came to him with interesting accounts, Ralph religiously wrote them down. And so he said, when he described what the witnesses had said about the merman of Orford Ness in Suffolk, Ralph's words coming up, "His beard was profuse and pointed, and he was exceedingly shaggy. He was imprisoned in the castle and ate whatever was provided, but preferred raw fish. When allowed to swim, he broke through three strong nets and made for the deep sea. But having cavorted to his satisfaction, he inexplicably returned and stayed with the people of Orford for 2 months more before returning to the sea, this time forever." And chronicler Ralph, who we have to remember was deeply religious and had religious theories, wondered whether he was a man-like fish or, quote, "an evil spirit lurking in the body of a drowned man." Well, I wouldn't go along with Ralph on either of his theories there, because the sea does contain so many absolutely weird mysteries.
Oh, it sure does. The ancient sailors all reported seeing mermaids. And I sometimes wondered on a scientific end if they weren't looking at the animals and different kinds of seals and things like that.
Yeah.
But, it's strange because they had so many reports that they could see hair and structure.
These girls were beautiful. And, of course, when we come to another recent mermaid story, when I was doing the statistics to try to find the three most, or to try and find which areas of the UK were the most unusual and places where you were most likely to see strange things or hear strange things, we did the story of the Zenor mermaid. And she was apparently very beautiful and alluring, apart from her, she was totally human and extremely attractive, apart from her fishy tail. And she was singing just a little way across the Zenor Harbour down there in Cornwall, and was attracted by the singing of a young man who was a member of the church choir, and he eventually went with her. And they apparently, though I'm not quite sure how the biology of this would work, but they had a family together in her underwater cave, where he was apparently, by some sort of mermaid powers given to him, and able to live. And the other part of the Zenor mermaid story, family report, is that a few years after this young man had left to go with her, a sea captain who was anchored just off Zenor in the South Atlantic there between Britain and Ireland, this mermaid suddenly pops her head out of the water and calls to the captain. And he and his men look over the side of the ship and say, "Yeah, what can we do to help?" And she said, "Please, could you weigh anchor and move just a few yards? Because your anchor is blocking the entrance to my home.
Oh.
And my and my husband and children are trapped inside.
I love that.
I love that myself. And the captain and his men, of course, being gallant sailors and very courteous and chivalrous, they said, certainly, fair lady, anything to help. And they weighed anchor and moved about 10 or 20 meters away and then dropped anchor again.
Well, you know, we know that this planet is full of mysteries. What are the possibilities, Lionel, that, yes, we indeed have these mermaids and mermen that live in the ocean and that they're a natural habitat? I mean, it's just that it's always been that way. Is it possible?
Well, I would say that it is, because if we think about creatures like the dolphins and whales, which are basically marine mammals, and we know them to be highly intelligent, and a lot of work, I know excellent work has been done by researchers in the USA into dolphin language and whale song. So if they are intelligent enough to communicate with one another, and we know the kind of training that dolphins can receive very well and very effectively, is it possible that we could go almost a stage further and say, okay, let's take the dolphins as a parallel of an intelligent mammalian species that went into the water? Now, if there was a similar species that was developing in the water,
mm-hmm.
what if they were far more like us in appearance than the dolphins? And if they had developed some sort of muscular tail or flipper, if they got, say, webs on their feet, which would enable them to swim much more powerfully, well, just like our swimmers do, you know, when you go scuba diving and you put your flippers on. What if they had grown their own, whereas you and I have to buy them in a sports shop or a diving shop?